Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
That was me 6 hours in the car this weekend.
That really could be a lot of different things that we're talking about, too, though. Like, I'm thinking the Tour de France thing.
Oh, I don't know about
France.
That.
Tour de France. Did I just try to... Oh, my... Okay, well, I'll have to fill you in on that. And then I thought you were maybe alluding to Leah finally getting the wheelchair for Allie.
Oh, she was so proud of herself. She's like, yes, tell him! And she's like, yeah.
Yeah,
I got
the wheelchair, but it's not even here. It's at Dad's.
And the doctor says, like, okay, that's good, because, you know, as much as she can use that. And then Leah goes, yes, because then she, like, tells Dr. Sal. She's like, then that'll help her to not get worse. And he's like, I fucking know.
Uh-huh. I've been telling you that for 11 years. Correct. Yeah. All right. Well, I have a couple different things I want to talk about. And I know... Okay. You have maybe one or two things.
I'll get to that
later
into.
In the show. No big deal. Well, we have to address the conservatorship in the room.
Sure.
The Britney tape. I mean, we're not going to go really into it because obviously it's a dark, sad situation. But you did listen to it or you read it?
I listened to I read the whole thing and then I listened to some of it. And, okay, I want to say when I read the whole thing, the fact that they put in all the ums and the ahs and, like, the double words and just, like, when she was, like, speaking too fast, I was like, ooh, she kind of seems crazy. But then I listened to it and I was like, oh, no, this is just a normal girl talking. So...
Yeah, she sounded very passionate.
Yes.
There were certain times where I was like, oh, you're not really doing yourself a favor. But I get it. It's the first time she's been able to speak. So she's excited. Yeah. And she's just trying to just throw it all out there and get it out. The most alarming thing for me, it was just one of those things I never really thought of. Like, yes, I know they're in charge of her money and her health and her work and whatever, was her saying, well, she didn't say IUD. She said, I have an ID in. And she's like, I want to get the ID out because I want to have a baby.
Okay.
That was really sad. I mean, to think about that. I want
really
to have a baby
sad.
And I can't even control my own periods.
I can't believe that the conservatorship even, like, covers that. That's fucking nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a sad situation. I hope they will do something, but I do think she's going to have to get evaluated again. There's no way they're going to let her out of this without getting evaluated. Right?
Yeah, but I think there's enough heat on it now that, like, they'll maybe do something. I don't know.
Yeah. But, all right. Well, let's not go too into it because I think everyone's heard it.
Yeah, everyone's talked about it already. People who know more than us.
Hashtag free Britney, right?
Yeah. Go listen to Dunzo. Like, go listen to Troy talk about it or Cara Berry or, just people that are more passionate about this than us.
Exactly.
We love Britney, but I don't know anything about it enough to be interesting about it.
Right.
Right.
I can't believe you didn't hear about the Tour de France, though. You have not seen any of
this?
I've
been spending the past 3 days gasping for breath, gasping for life. Mm. So
Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, okay. Right. Well, that's just a little something we'll add in later.
All right. Well, while I'm talking about this, just Google it on your phone or something. Tour de France sign. All right. So for those of you who don't know, like Amanda, not that I follow Tour de France. I mean, I have a Peloton, but I don't really know what the fuck that means. This woman wanted to be on TV and like hold up a sign. I guess it said something in like German that was like, hey, grandma and grandpa. And she held up this large cardboard sign. And then all the bikers, the Peloton came through and ran into the sign. And it caused 150 bike pileup of these professional, lifelong, dedicated.
Oh,
are you seeing this? And they're out of it.
Commercial. I'm going to watch it in 1 second.
It's horrifying.
Oh, shit. Oh, oh God.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
Holy shit. People were like rolling over people's heads and shit.
Oh, like serious injuries. Yes.
Oh, fuck.
And they're all out of the race. Now, this woman ran from the scene. They can't find her. She's in hiding.
Oh, that was not what I was expecting. Shit. That first person went over and then someone rolled right over their fucking head.
I think they said 150. Unless I read that
wrong. Did anyone die?
I mean, listen. No, but they're hurt. Like, they're in the hospital. Imagine bike parts running into you. I mean, I get like a little boo-boo if the chain hits me. I'm like, ow. It hurt me.
Fuck. Oh, yeah. My God.
And they're biking like 80 miles per hour.
At least they're all wearing helmets, but not wearing any other protective gear, really, other than, like, maybe a knee pad.
Well, they're not expecting a woman to just jump out into the middle of them. But, okay, I have to say, don't you feel like everyone has had a near moment where you might do something stupid like that?
This reminds me of that kid that accident, or that man. This has happened a few times, but that man that caught that ball at, like, the Bears game or what, the Cubs or whatever the fuck it was.
The Chicago Cubs. And why am I blanking on his name? Because it's a name we all know. Everyone's screaming at me here.
Oh, like that. There's that famous picture of him just sitting in the stands looking so sad.
Because he had his headphones on.
It was sad. And like, what are you? It was a split second decision and he caught the fucking ball.
Steve Bartman.
Poor that. I watched that documentary. I felt so
bad. Wait, there was a documentary?
There's like, I mean, how else would I know about that? Yeah, I think there's like a 30 for 30 about it. I think it might have been about the Cubs in general.
No, he had to go into hiding. He had death threats and stuff. This is serious business around here, okay? We took baseball seriously.
It was in your neck of the woods. Perfect.
It was in my neck of the woods. Oh, yeah. I definitely remember that happening. I
remember when my kid friends. The kid was going to grab a ball and then the guy like grabbed it out of the hand or something like that.
I remember when my friends saw him in traffic, like pulled up next to him in traffic a year or two later. And she looked over and she was like, oh, just her natural instinct was like, oh, my God, it's him. And he was like, oh, like buried his head and took off.
Poor guy.
I know.
Like, were you mad at him? How can you watch that?
Everyone was. Yes.
Oh, well, God, come on.
He's the curse.
He did not do that on purpose.
I'm not going to pretend like I know sports ball references and stuff, but
yeah, me neither.
I mean, for that game, I was like a huge Cubs fan.
Were you?
Well, yes.
Like, did you watch that game?
Yes. I told you.
We really don't have a lot to do around here. I watched but one baseball series, y'all, and it was the first time that the Red Sox beat the New York Yankees. I remember all my friends were into it and we would just go out every night for wings. I was really there for the wings.
Yeah.
But we were all cheering for the Red Sox. Mm. And it was, I was actually like into it.
Oh yeah. Cause
like they had like some weird comeback. Like it was like three, like Yankees had won three and then like Red
well,
Sox
that's how
came
the
back and like
World Series is right. There's seven games.
Well, no,
and you have
I
to win
them.
Okay.
But they had like a really epic comeback. I was like really impressed. But then after that, I never watched a baseball game again in my life.
Yeah, they were
boring
a couple years before and after I had the kids. Not when they were little babies that I really got into football. The way to get into any sport,
God.
I think, is you have. Well, Dave had to teach me the rules, and then I think he realized how fucking annoying it is to teach someone the rules of a game while you're watching it. Because I'd be like, wait, yeah. what happened to the thing? He'd be like, Jesus, I just missed that because I had, okay, whatever. But the way to get into any sort of a game is to get in on a pool, like a football pool or like squares or whatever, where you bet money or you pick your numbers and your ranking.
Because then
you,
you're invested.
You get a little ownership, yeah.
I think football is the most boring game to watch because they play for 8 seconds, if that, and then they pause for 10 minutes.
Yeah, oh my God, but the guys are so hot. They're all like
how tiny
because they're You're so big. Like, I'd be
basketball,
so
I can kind of watch because it's at least like going all the time. I think the thing about the funny thing about basketball, I can't believe we're talking about sports right now.
I know what the hell.
The most
hilarious.
I know the most hilarious thing about basketball is like the last.
Oh, I can't watch that
3 minutes of the show. I was gonna say of the game. They do that thing where like someone will have the ball for 2 seconds, and then one person will just like touch them, and it'll be like interference. I don't think that's the word, but if you touch someone, then the other team gets the ball. Foul. And so it's just a game of like, I touched you, and now you get the ball, and then they take 3 shots, and now we get the ball back.
Okay, I can't believe I'm going to keep talking about sports here. Baseball, I think, is actually boring to watch on TV, but it's fun to watch in person.
Well, it's fun to watch in person when you're not really watching and you're just eating a bunch and, like, drinking beer.
Yeah, it's like a nice summer day. It's the one of the two days a year I actually have the windows or the doors open, because otherwise... You're like me. We go from heat to AC, nothing in between.
Dude, I'm moving to fucking Alaska and living in an igloo after this trip I just
took. Well, close. You're moving to Canada. That's up there by Alaska.
My mom's like, well, Amanda, we don't even have AC in my house. And I'm like, well, that's the first purchase we're fucking making.
How do you not?
They just have a lot, big fans. Well, they don't have central air in Calgary, really.
Really?
I mean, maybe in the new houses and stuff, but... Not when I
was
there.
Well, stock up on that Zyzol I was telling you about for your allergies, because...
We'll get to that in a second, guys. I think I might have an arrhythmia or a potassium deficiency or something.
Allergies, asthma. Upset stomach, diarrhea.
Oh, I definitely had upset stomach diarrhea.
Okay, well, anyway, I just saw that Tour de France sign. I feel like my mom has probably done this... She's probably tripped someone in a parade. I mean, I'm sure my mom actually both my parents accidentally stole a car. So let's just
say this is just
peanuts for them, right?
Okay, I accidentally stole like $12,000 of stuff from Target over the years. It was an accident.
No, my parents truly accidentally stole a car and returned it. Still to this day, I would love to know what the person who came out into the parking lot did when they were like, I did not park here. Like, I know my car was here, and now it's there.
Do you want to hear a funny story about bacon fingers? We went to, like, a party of his, like, friend. Like, some barbecue. it had AC. It was, like, way upstate, but it had AC at this place. What a concept. His friend, they were both, like, huge nerds. And his friend had this, like, huge, like floor to half ceiling. NASA like spaceship that was 3D printed, and Bacon Fingers had like 2 drinks. And he like was touching it, and he like broke the whole thing, and it was so awkward. And like the guy got so mad, and they're like best friends, and he's like, "What the fuck?" And like, and I was like, "Thank God I didn't do that." But that was also the same party that I announced to while two children are in the room that about like Santa. The reality of Santa. That happened directly after that, so I don't know who did this there.
I mean, you guys are just the perfect couple. Right? Jesus.
The bacon.
He breaks a 3D NASA thing. And you, you're like the Debbie Downer.
I don't think of it. I don't think of it.
Oh, that's bad. That's really bad.
Yeah,
that's like those antique shows. We're like, oh, this is one of a kind, priceless. Have you seen those? And they break it or they drop it.
They break it. Yeah. Oh. I mean, I won't watch those because that makes me want to just die.
I love those shows. I love Antiques Roadshow. Actually, there's 2 things that I'm binging right now. The first is a show that used to be on Netflix. Now it's not. So you got to go on YouTube, but you can easily get it. It's a British show called, well, there's Nightmare Tenants, Slumlord. Slum Landlords. That one's a good one. But there's one that's called Can't Pay, We'll Take It Away. Love it. I'm so fucking obsessed with how England has this high court writs that get ordered, and they have the two repo court bailiff guys go in and they're like, nope, we're not leaving until we get our money or we'll start collecting goods. And they just, I don't know, it's just British people getting all angry with each other. It's really great. Just trust me on it.
Not really into British shows that much, but all right.
Okay, wait. One more thing. And then we'll get into Teen Mom. Another show that just came out yesterday. It's a series. There's going to be 6 episodes. They've only released the first 3. You have to look for it because they're not doing a lot of promo for it. It is on Discovery Plus.
Is this the thing you texted me at midnight last
night? Midnight. Yes. I'm obsessed. It's on Discovery Plus. It's called Relentless. It's a documentary series trying to find this woman, young lady, 21 years old, who went missing in Hannibal, Missouri, but they think that she might be in Peoria, Illinois. Okay. Please go and watch it. We will have to discuss. I'm going to make you watch it, and you'll get into it, I promise.
Then I'll watch it this week.
Okay,
great. I have one big announcement, guys.
You're pregnant.
Thursday at midnight. Oh. Please. I would have had to have sex to be pregnant. Since my last period, which was 3 weeks ago.
Wait, let me write that down. Let's all keep track of Amanda's period. Okay, got it.
This Thursday at midnight, so going into Friday.
Oh, no, I know what you're going to
say. On Amazon Prime, The Tomorrow War.
I knew it. I knew that's what you were going
to say. Dude, it's been Tomorrow War month on the Doughboys all week. Or all month. And every single episode, they have a new person from the Doughboys. From the Doughboys. Fucking Christ. From this potassium deficiency, right? From Tomorrow War. Like, different actors. Like, they have, like, good actors. They got the director. Like, got some really cool people. And Thursday is, like, the last Tomorrow War month episode. And everyone is hoping that they get Chris Pratt for it.
I would have been excited if he were still chubby and on Parks and Rec.
I know. Apparently he's, like, kind of problematic and he's kind of a dick. And yeah. Mitch told this story about during the Tomorrow War. Or they might have been on Parks and Rec. No, I don't think he was skinny yet on Parks and Rec, though. They were, like, standing there and, like, they were talking and Mitch was, like, looking at his phone or something and he's like, oh, my God, Doritos Loco Tacos are back at Taco Bell. I can't wait to get them. And Chris Pratt, like, totally, like, shamed him for it. He's like, really? So, like, the whole Doughboys family, like, hates Chris Pratt for that.
Oh,
like, don't
really?
You shame Mitch for wanting a Doritos
Loco Taco. You're too good for
Taco
Bell now.
I think he is. I mean, he thinks he is. There's no way he's eaten Taco Bell.
Just because he's in the Schwarzenegger family, now he thinks he's too highbrow for this shit. Ugh,
the movie
looks really good.
The movie does look good. Apparently, it's very family friendly.
I'm disengaging.
I might assign that to you.
No, I will not watch it. This will be the
two and a half hour movie.
I'm not doing it.
I'll let you know how it is, but everyone tune in. It's happening Friday. Give him some hits. Teen Mom.
Yeah, let's go over and talk about...
So here's what happened. Mm-hmm. We knew, both of us knew, that we had 2 episodes to discuss. So yeah. I just went to my Amazon Prime, and I had bought the whole season because I can't handle the fucking MTV commercials. And, like, if you move anything or if you click out of it,
you gotta watch it all over again. Yeah, yep.
Not doing it. So I bought the whole thing on Amazon Prime. So I just went to the last 2 episodes that were available, and I watched those 2, and I took notes. And then Jody and I were texting this morning, and I'm like, okay, but you got the one with Dr. Sal, right? And she's like, what? And apparently, the second one that I watched was released early. Apparently, Amazon releases them, like,
yeah, you get it 2 days earlier.
No, I just had that this morning. I just watched it.
Oh, because on your thing, it said first aired the 26th or 27th or something. And I'm like, wait a second.
Why would they do that?
I thought maybe my DVR just skipped it or didn't record or someone deleted it. And then, no, it's not there. But I watched it on your Amazon Prime, so I'm all caught up.
It's pretty good. It's a good episode.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, can we just get Ashley out of the way? Guess what, guys? Ashley made chicken. The end.
I can't. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe that.
There was an entire episode story arc of her making chicken.
Chicken Tikka masala. It looks
the
good.
The end. Why are they on this series?
You know that the MTV producers are sitting there watching these like dailies, just fuming. Like, you bamboozled us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you acted a mess during all of Young and Pregnant, and now this is what you're fucking giving us.
That's what I was wondering. Like, where are they getting? Well, I mean, I know where they're getting the money. They're getting their MTV paycheck and promptly spending it all. Because she's like, oh, we're going to go to Paris and England. And
oh, my God.
We're going to move again. Shit. And I rented this tent that I halfway erected to make it look like it was a...
Yeah, but it looked nice. That looked pretty.
I would have hated it. I've been like, ugh, I got to get down. It's cold. I'm sitting on concrete.
It looked janky. It's like when Dimitri proposed to Crystalline, and he's like, we're going to the backyard after driving around for an hour and a half.
Oh, after the zero times you've been out since COVID?
Yeah.
Now we get to stay home again because you're broke, asshole.
But anyway, they do seem happy, but this is not what we're tuning in for. We want Shen. We want you guys to scream at each other. Like, we want shit
Yeah, don't
happening.
Care.
Actually, the whole storyline for all three episodes is that Bar needs to get his ankle bracelet off, and he's learned his lesson about drinking, and he doesn't want to drink anymore, but uh-oh, now we're going to go for a wine tour. It's just the whole thing's a bad idea.
Dumb.
Yeah, and she's like, I can't wait to, like, be able to experience drinking with Bar again, like, in a good way, and I'm like, that's a really slippery slope there, girl.
Yeah.
So they go to Napa, right?
Yeah.
Sure, for a wine tasting. And the whole time, Bar's like, oh my God, my tolerance is so low. It's so crazy. I had two glasses of wine and woo! I'm like, that's going to last 3 days, buddy. Like, you're going to be back to binge drinking Hennessy again.
And when you're wine tasting, you have no idea how much wine you're actually consuming. I feel like everyone gets kind of buzzed quickly when you're wine tasting.
Of course, but I think they're just really trying to convince everyone, the fandom, that they're fine.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I have the third episode. So, guys, if you haven't seen this episode yet, like, I guess, I don't know if you don't want spoilers, but it...
Oh, it's fine. Really, it's fine.
Like, just listen to it. Listen to it, then you can watch it. It's the exact same thing. But then in the last episode, I have three notes. They're both in school, and it's Bar's birthday. This was funny. Bar's like splashing the water off of the top of like the tent thing, and a big flow of it comes down and slams him full of water, and it like soaks him. And I could just feel the tech people behind him going, because of those
microphones.
Yeah, they're like $10,000 each or something.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I fast forward through all their scenes. I'm surprised I caught the chicken.
Well, that's
moment.
What happened. Ashley's like, I'm gonna make Bar chicken tikka masala because it's really special to him from when he lived in London. And I was like, excuse me? When the fuck did he live in London?
Yeah, I don't know.
Fascinating. That's my last note. That's it.
Right.
I'm done with Ashley.
All those episodes that I just wrote down, Ashley makes chicken.
Let's do kale.
Yeah, thank
now,
you.
Now, I didn't take notes on that first episode of the three because I didn't realize I had to rewatch.
Well, and she
that.
Wasn't really in it, no. Right? She wasn't in the episode because she wouldn't film.
Oh, that's right. She wasn't in it. That was the episode she wasn't in. So, perfect. Okay. So,
Isaac wants to be a writer. He
I have
likes
three
writing.
Notes here.
Why?
Yeah,
no one gives a shit. I'm sorry. We all like Isaac, but I don't need to know what he wants to be when he grows up. Don't
also,
care.
It gets a little dark in that third episode, though, with Isaac. Like,
oh, where he doesn't want to go to Joe's. I think he's just bored there.
Yeah, he's just bored. But the second episode, Kale's having trouble losing weight, and she's having really heavy periods.
Yeah,
I feel
join
for her
the
here.
Club.
Yeah,
join the club. We're all struggling with our weight, okay?
Maybe I have PCOS, too. Also, you had four kids, so you look a lot better than most people who've had four kids.
No, this is a whole thing of, it's not my fault that I'm gaining weight and that I can't lose weight.
Right.
I mean, we would all love to point to something and be like, oh, it's not because... Like, I do everything perfectly. It's just this other thing. No, I know that's actually a PCOS thing. But yeah. I just think it's... I don't know. I mean,
so
it's
like
pale.
When I was looking up my symptoms for this, like, horrible thing that I have. Hyperthyroidism came in, and I was like, I would love to have hyperthyroidism because that would also explain why I don't lose weight easily.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure she has it, but also, yeah, like, it's her body type. Even at her thinnest or slimmest, she wasn't, like, a toned gymnast body. She always had curves.
She always was kind of skinny fat, yeah.
She's getting older. She's, like, 30 years old or something. My God. That's what just happens.
Well, she has PCOS, and we the next thing we get is to watch, like, a 20-minute recording with her and that dumb bitch, Lindsay.
Oh, my God.
Who is charisma-free.
What? I was going to say, does she ever talk on this podcast?
No, she just, like, curls her hair and looks pretty and then just, like, touches her hair every so often.
I hate this. And drinks, like, an iced coffee in a mason jar mug. Like, because we know how much people love when our drinks go. Right? People love that. They hear your ice clinking.
Like, you know Trey Kennedy on TikTok?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he would, like, he always does those things, like yeah. White women in autumn. Like, he would so have, like, a mason
it's
jar.
It's sweater weather. Yeah.
It's sweater weather, am I right?
He's so funny.
Okay, the second episode I have, or the third episode. First, we get to watch a photo session between her and V.
How many photo shoots for a podcast
must you
have?
We've never done a photo session.
A photo shoot for our podcast. And actually, that is a Trey Kennedy perfect scene right there. Like,
please
just a little montage.
Like, do a podcast montage, please. But, like, I've had 11 podcasts. I've never done a photo session before.
Right?
Because you don't need one.
No. They just love having their hair and makeup done. And I feel like every time she talks to that dumb blonde, every time they do a podcast, it's a photo shoot. Right?
Yeah, always.
That's stupid.
And they're together. They fly to each other to do the podcast. Hey, there's a thing called Skype and a Zoom and Facebook Messenger. But don't worry, guys. Isaac is still writing. Don't worry. Isaac's still writing. But we're still trying to find other COVID safe activities for him. Damn it. Oh, get the popcorn. Kale, she sits with Lincoln and Isaac. Lincoln still hasn't gone through a non-hot phase, by the way.
You want to write down what I... Or you want to know what I wrote down? You know when she's in the kitchen cooking and he's just, like, running in place? And she's like, we're not training right now, Lincoln. I wrote, sexy baby is training. Hard at work.
He's training. Well, he's sexy, like... Well, what is he now? Like, what age group are we calling him? He's not a toddler.
No.
Sexy preteen? That's worse. Let's just say baby. Let's keep it with baby. That seems
sexy
more
baby.
Appropriate for something.
He's OG sexy baby. So sexy baby is training. He's like running in place, getting his CrossFit on in the kitchen. And then Kale goes over to sit down. And I got a flash of you on Dat Thanksgiving where she's like, ooh, I think this chair is broken. And she goes to sit down anyway. Aww. And I was like, no, don't do it.
Don't do it. Like, what? You're on TV.
On national TV. Don't do it. Please.
Good for her. Got handed to her. But she asks each boy. She's like, so what do you guys like to do at your dad's, Lincoln? And Lincoln's like, oh, you know, football, gaming, hanging
training.
Out with my friends. Yeah. And then she's like, what about you, Isaac? And he's like, I don't know. And then Lincoln's like, you don't know. You like to play Fortnite. And Isaac's like, yeah, but I can't really play it that long. And Lincoln's like, that's because you're only allowed an hour. And Lincoln and Isaac's like, it's like the saddest
thing. It was really sad. I mean, he's trying to show his mom he doesn't want to go. I wouldn't say playing it up, but he's trying to.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Something to his mom, but he really was sad. But I can get it. I mean, look at, they have everything at Kale's house. They're getting endless attention from a whole camera crew and whoever she's inviting over that day to
and other boys
there.
To hang out with, like the other boys around his age.
She's got a big house, a big basement that's finished. They could do whatever the hell they want. And then he goes to Joe's little house where he's got a little toddler sister. There's no way Joe can compete.
And it seems like Joe might have a little few more rules than, than Kale, because he's only allowed 1 hour of Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's it for Kale. That's it.
Yep.
She drops him off at Joe's, and she's like, you're going to have to find stuff to do. Be proactive. I'm like,
well, that's good, though. I thought that was actually good.
All right, fine. we want to end with Leah, so let's do like Jade slash Brianna.
You're reading my mind here. Yeah, because they really do go together.
Yeah, all like for all three episodes. Can you kind of cover the first episode? Like what happened?
I don't know. Oh, it's just episode Christy by episode.
They have the fire trucks come and they're like, look, like if she got this shit filled.
Hold on. This is Christy limps out of the car as if she now is injured. She really should be taken to the hospital because she's on one leg just like hopping in like like Amy Poehler's character.
The thinnest little sandals. She's basically wearing like nail salon sandals, those disposable ones.
No, and
she's
support whatsoever. Yeah.
And Brianna's like, are you okay? And she's like, no. And Brianna's like, she's really in pain. She's like, well, of course she's going to be in pain. She needs to have two Percocets and then whatever. And, but the firemen were like, this would have been a problem because that's a legal issue. And if you can't get that, if somebody's already filled it, you can't get it filled again for 30 days.
Right.
Oh my God, I would fucking kill Christy. So she gets her shit.
Yeah.
And it's just not, and Brianna's just like, whoa.
What the fuck? Right.
She's wearing like three diapers at one time, by the way.
Surprise,
those leopard shorts on her. Her butt looks incredible diaper wise.
Yeah. Wow. Incredible if you wanted to be a truly sexy baby in your diaper.
Yeah.
Oh. Shapes it should not be. But we'll get to that actually in the latest episode.
Yeah, in the third episode, yeah.
So long story short, Christy and her husband and Sean and Chloe really should not have gone at all. It should have been Sean, Jade, period. End of story. Yep. That's it. But they had to make a family vacation of it. None of them are really helping her out like they should. And Sean is trying, but he's got to watch the baby, who's not a baby anymore. Can we stop calling her a baby? Because she's like three. No one's doing anything. So they go home. And Brianna has offered Jade to come and stay at her house, and they're going to nurse her back to health. I don't care what anyone says about Brianna anymore. You cannot fault the girl.
The whole family.
From here on out, forevermore, they are fucking saints on earth.
When she's at their house, like, they're giving her, like, the best time. They're giving her, like, girl time. Like, they're all laughing and joking and
feeding her. Making sure she's got a little slushy. Yeah, scrubbing her down, bringing her to the bathroom. Brianna's sleeping on a floor night after night right next to her so that she can care for her.
I would love to be taken care of by the DeJesus.
Oh, my God. Nothing awesome. Better.
Nothing better.
I actually wouldn't get a Brazilian butt lift if I knew that I could stay at their house for a week.
Yeah,
I'd be
right?
willing to do that.
Like, when they get there, Roxanne's like, if anybody calls trying to stress you out, I'm hanging up the phone on them, which I love.
I love that. They're so sweet. All right, so in this latest one, Brianna is at a kangaroo farm.
She is?
Scary. They're feeding kangaroos,
which
seems very dangerous.
They are dangerous. Well, the first scene is her with the two girls in some room, and there's, like, this bug.
Oh, there's a wasp or something.
No, that thing looks, like, prehistoric.
It was a wasp. It was a big wasp.
And she, like, has the guts to actually, like, take a broom. I was like, fuck no.
It's going to fly away anyway. I mean, I would scream, but I would, like, oh, they were in the garage. It's fine.
We get an update on Javi, like, that none of us care about. She's like, I do still get to talk to him every day.
He looks
broken
busted.
Up now, so. Yeah.
His coloring is off. He looks gray. He needs some potassium or something.
Oh, God.
Something's off.
But it basically, like, the last thing in Brianna's specific scenes is that Brittany and her both want surgery, so they're going to get it. And I'm like, really, after watching Jade go through that? But then Brianna's like, look, like, I know how it looks. It looks like we're choosing this over dieting and working out, and we are, and it seems fucked up, but whatever.
I think what she's saying is, if we're getting it for free, like, you would be too. We're doing this for free. We don't have to pay a damn thing, so why wouldn't we? Do it. Now, Brianna said it's been a year since my last surgery. So she had something done between the original and this, correct? Because she didn't get the butt just only a year ago. That was a long time ago.
Was it? I don't know how they're filming these. It seems
that was
like
a long,
really
she was with Javi.
Yeah.
Because he went down there. Remember? The other Javi.
I don't know.
Fish Lips McGee Javi.
Oh,
okay,
I
well,
know.
Anyway, she's going to get something done I don't know what, her boobs or something. She's going to get bigger boobs. And Brittany says that one of her ass cheeks looks amazing and the other one just looks busted. So she's going to get, I don't know, a single Brazilian butt lift on one cheek or something.
That seems easier to recover from because you can just lean.
Yeah.
You can do a lean.
I can't wait to see Brittany recovering. That's going to be funny.
Oh, I mean, it's going to be hilarious. She's I mean, not hilarious, no but I just love her so much. Yeah. Back to Jade. She calls Sean and she says that her parents are out this time. Oh, actually, this is the second episode. Oh, yeah. No,
that doesn't
right.
matter.
Yeah. She calls Sean and she's like, look, my, like, it's out. Like, I blocked them. You blocked them. Like, they're not allowed to talk to us. Jade books a last minute plane ticket back home because she's stressed out. Listen.
She's at the airport wheeling in there with the old man Ratchet, whatever the hell his name is. Bob Cratchit. Is that his name? From
with
A Christmas
like the
Carol?
Yeah, but she didn't have it on her on before that. I don't know what. I feel like
yeah,
she
put
like
it on
putting that on to
airport.
Play it up. Yeah. Shirley and Brianna, then in Jade's segment, Shirley and Brianna discuss how dark Jade's life is, basically. And, like, the fact that before Jade they left, Jade was like, you really need to treasure your mom because I wish I had a mom like Roxanne. That was so sad. Mm-hmm. She's like, you really need to treasure that because, like, I would die to have a mom like that. Oh, so fucking sad. Which is true because
God,
Christy sucks ass.
Stuck with Christy. Ugh. That's not going to last, though. She's like, no, I'm not talking to my mom anymore. That was it. That was the last straw.
No,
it's not. No,
because after that first episode where she went missing with the pills, Jade posted something on Twitter being like, you all haters, but now that's all gone. And now, so I think it's just
like,
gonna
no,
be
we still hate her. She still sucks. She's the worst. All right, now let's get to DeBella DeBall. Leah.
Okay. This first episode. The first episode is what? Addie's birthday, right?
Sure.
It is. Yeah.
Because Jeremy can't make it for her
well,
birthday.
Well, they go. Leah needs to buy a business space. Blink.
Oh,
blink,
what
blink,
the
blink.
Fuck is this?
I have no fucking clue.
Is she going to have a podcast so she has to buy a townhouse?
What?
I don't know. Yeah, a business space, an office space. So I'm going to. Share
you don't
a
do
town
anything.
Home with someone.
You don't do anything.
Do you
but
think
anyway, Addie,
she wants to move, or her friend probably needed a place to live, and she's like, "This is a good investment, y'all."
That's probably what it is. And then I can come here on weekends and use it as my office, y'all.
Or when the dads have all the girls, is she could just go party there?
Sure.
Monkey.
Or a place that her and Jeremy can go and, like, fuck.
Ew, ew.
Without a deer cam.
God, he
but
gets
anyway,
uglier
Addie,
and,
oh, I know.
Speaking
and Addie's,
of.
Addie is looking more and more like him every day.
Thank
and
you.
It's not,
that's, that
not
was
great.
A great
it's
way
great.
To. That was a great way to say it. Bravo.
Yeah, to put him first and then follow it.
I think I texted you. I was like, so, Addie.
But it doesn't maybe help it, that she's constantly making, like, bitchy ass facial expressions.
I was just gonna say, I think it's her attitude that really ups the.
It is. Oh God, I hate her. I hate her.
Yeah, she's a bitch. I mean, she's real bitchy. Right?
She screams at a cat in the second episode. But first, before we get to that, like she has her birthday party. Leah talks to him with a big yellow crocheted blanket over one shoulder.
Oh,
she's so cool.
She's big into the knits this season.
Yeah, she's like, she likes the.
We haven't seen Blazer Leah, but she likes either the knits on a blankie.
Because it's autumn.
Or a knitted hat with with the modal.
The modal. I have all that.
Okay,
but
thank you.
But she calls Jeremy and she's like, I don't think you've ever missed a birthday before, have y'all? And basically, he has to either drive 21 hours or take a flight. And she's like, well, you can't take a flight with COVID-19, y'all, because COVID-19 is a pandemic and you have to wear a mask and it's planes and social distancing, y'all. And Jeremy's like, right. So then he just shows up at the party. Can we explain what happened? So did you drive or did you take the plane?
Don't care.
Don't care either. Addie runs out to him. It's like cute. Like she's
Daddy.
Crying.
It's like, great. Yeah. Take her. Because we're done seeing her on screen. Bye-bye.
And I think that's it for that episode. Okay, so here's the next episode. It starts with Addie reading like reading for school, and she goes, Helen Keller, ooh, puppy. I'm like, what? What attention span do you have? Also, Addie's hair is wet for this entire episode. So she's playing with a balloon. She's got this balloon and she's like biting into it and like rubbing it on her whole face as Leah comes over. And she's Leah's wearing this peach sweater from Target that I own. Like the next two episodes.
Oh God, I'm so sorry. So
I'm like, is this all taken in one day, or do you just love that peach shirt? So, she's like, they have like a mommy moment, which Addie's like not even having. Leah's like, what do you think about e-learning? Do you want to go back to in-person schools?
And then Addie looks straight at the camera and she's like, I do, but I want to be safe for sissy. And then just a creepy smile. She's always looking at the camera.
Here's the next thing that happens. It shows a kitten. Mm. Kitten meowing at her, and Addie like gives the kitten like a look of rage and goes, can y'all shut up? I would the speed at which I would run in there and slap her across the face, just for not just for screaming at the kitten, but you don't say shut up.
No, was a swear word in our house growing up.
It should be a swear
darn
word.
Darn and shut up were swear words.
Anything rude should just be a swear word mm-hmm. for a kid. I wasn't allowed to say any. I think I probably could say shut up, but I just didn't.
Yeah.
But anyway, Leah's like talking to the producer, I think. And she's like, I think I'm gonna see what I can do to get her back into in-person learning. But she's doing everything she can to help out.
Yeah, she's done everything. She's exhausted all the precautions. Means. Because let's remember the first part of the season, it was all homeschool. Remember the Leah Messer School of Excellence?
Of course. Later on, she calls Jeremy, y'all? And I honestly thought she was going to pull that again when they're in the car. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yes.
When Addie's in the back seat, she goes,
we're like, do it.
Yeah, but she didn't. She didn't have the confidence.
Damn it.
But so now we have the moto and the toque. And she's like, it's just going to be really hard because Allie has muscular dystrophy. And with COVID-19,
immunocompromised, y'all.
We get it. Every single segment of her is telling us about COVID-19. She calls the school and she's like, yeah, we're struggling a little bit with the learning. Do you notice that she goes learning?
She always does her G's like that. Yeah,
she does. Ooh. And, then they say, okay, we can come. Then Leah has this annoyingly happy, like, seizure. She's like, she's going back tomorrow!
Oh,
she's
she
like,
can't no, I love- wait.
She can't.
Take
wait.
Her.
She's like, I love her. I love her. But, oh, my God, thank God. Then Addie
and
walks in.
And you know
with
that
this-
teacher that they had to walk down the hall and be like, guess who's coming back tomorrow? They're like, fuck.
No.
I guarantee you.
It was the one thing
like, tomorrow,
about COVID.
Not even, like, next Monday. Shit, now I gotta stay late and throw all the workbooks together, ready for fucking Addie.
Well, anyway, they have to be there at 6:45. And then she's like, Addie, do you know why it's important that you stay safe in school? Oh my God, stop!
Yeah.
So
yeah, we get it.
Now, this is where Leah and Addie call Jeremy about in-person school. And Jeremy's like, this is just showing how annoying Leah is as a mom. Like, oh, Jeremy's like, I bet you're going to want to be coming back home within 2 days. And then Leah's like, oh yeah, she's going to be like, can I go back to e-learning? And I'm going to say H-E double hockey stick. No, which is so obnoxious. And then Jeremy on the phone laughs, like actually laughs at that. And I'm like,
can we not entertain any of this? Yeah, this is why everyone's annoying.
She can't be that good in bed. So, next scene, it's like 3:30 a.m. and everyone's up and Leah's wearing that fucking pink shirt but with pajama bottoms.
Mm.
And Addie's really tired. This is annoying too. Addie's like really tired. She's like eating her cereal and Leah's like, how's all my girls' feeling this morning? And Addie's like, I'm really regretting what I said about going back to school. And then Leah's like, ha! Too late! And then she does, like, this weird dance. And I'm like
I'm on top of the world. Hey, I'm on top. She can't wait to get rid of her.
Like, why are you, like, did you take three lines of Coke? Because how are you so excited?
Because she's never had to spend this amount of time with her kids.
Right, yeah.
She didn't even sleep. She really does suck.
It was like the day before going to Disneyland. She's like, it's happening. Two more hours. One more hour.
Oh, absolutely.
Then on the way, she goes, you guys understand. Okay, so you guys understand why I let her go back to in person, right? You guys had the option to go back. Oh, wait, no. Let's rewind.
They're sitting down on the couch at that
point. She drops them off. They're sitting down on the couch. Were they just left there? Are they allowed to just hang out?
I guess. They're fine.
Maybe there's a producer. Yeah, they're fine, I guess. Leah comes back and she goes, look at my well-behaved daughters doing their schoolwork. How's it going? And they're like, it's fine. Go away, Mom.
We're trying to get our shit done. Seriously. You're worse than her.
Yeah, she goes, you guys understand why I let Addie go back to in-persons, right? You had the option to go back in person and you guys said what? And they're like, we said no. And she's like, that's right. How do you guys think remote learning will be here once Addie's, or will be now that Addie's not here? And Gracie's like, it'll be peaceful. And then Leah goes, peaceful, and like guffaws loudly. Like, haven't I taught my daughters such wit?
I don't even know how to respond because I just can't entertain anything that Leah says. She's so stupid.
But she doesn't. And then, like, in the third episode, at one point, she says something like, I mean, I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, as much as it seems like it, I don't know everything.
She's like, I know it seems like I'm the world's greatest mom, but I'm just going day by day. At the end of the day, I just want what's best for my girls is. Oh, really? Is that how you're doing it?
Because that's been your storyline for 11 seasons.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next episode, Allie and Aaliyah get in a fight because I guess she posted a picture of them dancing and Allie was embarrassed because she said that she didn't look good dancing or something. Is that what you got out of that?
I thought it was that Allie was watching a video that she had recorded of herself dancing and Aaliyah came in and saw it. And then Allie was like, I don't want you to watch it because I'm embarrassed.
Oh, okay. Well,
like, I always stand out. Like, you guys are, you're always having to pay attention. Like, oh, that you can only do certain things because I have muscular dystrophy or I'm different or blah, blah, blah. Gee, it's so weird that Allie would be so conscious of her differences, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
They don't like, talk about it in the home at all.
God.
How it affects other people's lives at all. Leah never draws attention to them doing anything different day to day because of Allie.
Right? Grace is going back to cheer, though, y'all. And this next scene is so funny because this has never been shown yet. MTV makes the point to put self-recorded before she sits down. So here's the scene. Allie is sitting on a chair that pretty much just fits Allie.
Oh, my God.
And you can see Leah kind of setting up the camera. And then Leah goes and she, like, sits down with Allie and, like...
On her legs.
Muscular dystrophy, y'all.
Her legs.
And they have this, like, chilled... It's like a Sesame Street segment. Like, so... What are we thinking? What are you excited about today? And Allie's actually, she doesn't seem to hate her mom yet.
No, she's a sweet little girl. Oh. Yeah.
She says, like, oh, I get to see Dr. Sow. And Leah's like, why do you like Dr. Sow? It's just this fucking, oh my God, it's so
I don't
so
know, because he's nice. He always gives me a lollipop whenever you see him. I don't know. Because he's nice.
She is sitting on her.
Yeah, just like a child would sit on their parents' lap, she is sitting on Allie.
And there's
a narrow chair.
Two cameras at two different angles. And just, I love that MTV was like, oh, this is embarrassing. Let's put self-recorded so that it doesn't look like we did this. So now they call Corey so he can watch the appointment with Dr. Sow. Dr. Sow asks about the wheelchair immediately.
Oh.
And Leah's like, yes, tell him all about it, Allie. And she's like, yeah. And then Dr. Sow's like, do you like
it? We have
it?
Your and wheelchair. Like, yeah. And she goes, actually, we don't. It's at Daddy's house. So you mean it? So she only has the wheelchair at Corey's. Interesting. And then notice for the rest of the episode, though, we see Allie in the wheelchair all the time, right?
Oh, totally. Totally.
Like when they're going down to the lake and they're walking down the dock and everything on that very even surface of the dock. She's in the wheelchair, right?
The next part is... I
I wonder if it's appropriate to have the child sitting here for when they discuss her life expectancy. Correct. Like, what do you think? Do you think that I would, as a kid, I wouldn't really want to be aware of that? But, I mean, yeah. He does have good news. He said she could live into her 70s based on new research. But still, like, that's like a...
Yeah, I think that was probably a Leah Corey choice to have her sitting there while they were talking about it. I mean, this is a legitimate doctor's appointment. He's got to tell them, right?
Right, and Leah's like, "Woo, there you go, oh, Allie girl, there you go." It's like, this is not like lighthearted. Like, 70,
great. Yes, 70.
Okay, well, that's good. Next, we have the same exact scene from last episode where the girls, where she walked in and was like, "Here's my girls." It's the exact same scene. They're all wearing the same clothes.
Right.
The girls have their iPads. And Leah tells Gracie she's going back to cheer. So
I know it's really hard that you haven't been going to cheer because Allie is immunocompromised. And we don't want anyone going anywhere where we could bring back the COVID-19, except for Addie, because she's annoying at home. And except for
that's
Addie's dad, because, you know, he's got to go do his work thing.
And we have to fuck. On the way to cheer, Leah is explaining to Gracie, she's like, "You know, I know it's not easy in a pandemic, and, you know, muscular dystrophy, and this has been hard on our mental health, y'all. What do you think about it?" And Gracie goes, "I'm scared." And Leah goes, Leah's so excited. She's like, "Ooh, yeah. What are you scared about?" And she's like, "About doing my back handspring." And I was like,
"Get her!"
I
was like, fuck. I was really hoping for that.
Oh, okay.
Scared for my future, y'all's is. Yeah, no.
Gracie comes out of her cheer rehearsal, and Leah has her hatchback open, and she's sitting there pretending to read, like an envelope or something.
It's probably it's like her manual on her Narcan. Narcan, yeah. Y'all.
But it doesn't look like there's anything in there. It's just a folder. Hello, Gracie. How was
she
practice?
She is real proud of herself that she got Gracie a single lesson. A private lesson. She's so proud of herself.
And then she explains about COVID safety rules to her. She goes, "You know, with COVID-19 and Allie, y'all, I mean, this is, you know, this well, we could maybe go back as long as we're all being really safe." And Gracie's like, "Can we go the fuck home, please?"
I know.
So are you happy? Did I make you happy?
Can I keep doing these private lessons, or this was just like a one-off thing?
Yeah, for the cameras. If the cameras weren't here, would I be here? Fuck.
Right. Why haven't we been doing this previously? If little Addie gets to go to school every day, so I get to do this once a week, or what?
Well, that's Teen Mom.
Yeah. Y'all.
Y'all's is.
Yeah. So, what else is going on?
I just got back from this trip. Nothing really happened there.
No.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Nothing big. We had a good time though, right?
Oh, yeah. Dude. Okay. So the first night I didn't text you because I'm like, I was having an okay time on the drive up. It was okay. I was making the best of it. I wasn't having a good time. I was making the best of it. Okay.
Guys, we're trying to bury this a little bit.
Yeah, that's what, we're not putting this in the description. But yeah.
Snitches get stitches, guys.
If you made it this long, then you get the prize.
That's
so
right. It's like the monster at the end of the book.
I bought $100 worth of groceries, like $60 worth of alcohol. Because, again, he just notified me last week that it was his birthday on Saturday. So I'm like, so that's what this is all about. It wasn't about taking a vacation. It was for your fucking birthday. So
yeah.
So we're driving and like, and it was okay. I was just really trying to make the best of it.
Yeah, I was surprised. I texted you something and you're like, I'm actually having a good time so far.
Well, that was before I, you know, got heart, like, arrhythmia because of the heat. But like, we played, like, some game. Okay, this is the thing with him. I just need to say this. I realize, which I always kind of... Well, okay, here, let's start. Let's rewind. I've only ever spent, like, 3 hours at a time with this person. So him saying, we need to spend 3 days together, I'm like, that's crazy. Because I knew I didn't like him that much. But I'm like, I can handle this because I can get sex, I can cook for someone, and we can just watch TV. And then, like, he can get the fuck out.
And you know there's an end date because you're moving out of the country.
Exactly. But, like, he's just such a smug, nerdy, fucking everything. He's always teaching me a lesson.
Ew.
Like, here's an example. On the last day, I woke up. He wakes up at 5 every morning to smoke, like, 11 cigarettes. And then I woke up, and he was watching. He had on Sherlock Holmes, like, the Benedict Cumberbatch thing. And I got up, and he goes... I was like, oh, I just kind of looked at the TV and I automatically knew what it was because I'm not a fucking idiot. And he's like, this, best hour and a half of television ever. Best hour and a half of television ever. And I was like, and what do I say to that? Because what do I say? Like, oh yeah, Sherlock Holmes. I was like, oh yeah. And he goes, Sherlock Holmes, first episode. And then I said nothing. And he goes, made Benedict Cumberbatch a star overnight. And then I wanted to be like, that's actually not true because I knew who he was because of August O'Shea's County and he was already a huge star in England. But like, and I was like, okay.
You don't want to get into it.
What if I said that to you? Made Benedict Cumberbatch a star overnight? What do you say to that? Oh.
I'm getting like a George Costanza vibe.
He is. He's kind of, he also,
Okay, let's get into it.
So that's just, I just wanted to give that example as just like
the perfect example.
And at that point, I already
like he knows everything about everything. He's got to teach you the ways
of
the world.
Here's another example. I was we were watching TV and a Petco commercial came on and it was I do anything for you, dear, anything. And he goes, what musical is that from? And I was like, Oliver. And he's like, oh, good for you. And I said, good for you. I have a master's degree in music theater. Good for you. That was the one time I was bitchy to him. Good for you. Fuck you, dude.
Wait, so like
good for you.
It was like he knew and he was trying to put you on the spot.
Yes.
To see
but
if
like,
you knew.
Here's the other thing. Is like, if I was sitting with you, I'd be like, oh, this is from Oliver. That's like a normal way to say it. Like, oh, that song's from Oliver.
Or I would legitimately be like, oh my God, I know. Like, what is this from? What musical is this from? Legitimately asking you. But not
right.
to try to
or,
burn
or,
you.
Or if I just wanted to tell you, I'd be like, oh, this is from Oliver. It's a really good show. His way of discussing the song is going, a pop quiz. What musical is this from? Like, Oliver.
Does his voice actually sound like that?
Yes. Yes. In my head, it does.
Okay, so it's kind of nasally?
Yeah.
Is that due to... Oh, wait. I don't want to...
No, say
bury
whatever.
The mole.
We're in it now. Oh, I was gonna say. He's got bloody moles, guys. Like, lots of moles. He has moles all over his body. Not even in a disgusting way, okay? But there was one mole in his face that bleeds, that has bled, like, several times while I've been with him, where I'm, like, looking at him, and I'm like, your mole is bleeding.
That's legitimately concerning.
I was making the bed the last day, and there was blood all over the pillow. Oh, and I just didn't even say anything. I'm like, I can't, what's the point? Because then that same morning, I noticed it bleeding.
Oh, my God.
So when you point it out to him, your mole is bleeding.
What does he say?
He goes, "Oh no, that's just like a thing that bleeds on my face." Yeah, mole.
Yeah, that's just a cancer that's bleeding on your face that needs to get checked out. That's not normal.
You should probably measure it all the time. All your moles are like way bigger than a pencil eraser.
Are they all asymmetrical?
Nah, I honestly, the amount of times I've looked at his, the amount of times I spent actually looking at his face is maybe 10 minutes max in like the months we've known each other. Now, dude, you told me I had to go on this fucking vacation.
You did have to go. You were okay, in so that deep.
First night we get there, okay? We pull up. Everything's fine. We have the dogs. I have a third dog with me that I had to take from my daycare, like one of my daycare dogs. Okay. She's like, please, you can take him with you. And I was like, yeah, fine. I'll fucking do that.
Okay.
So we get there. And it's not what we really thought it was going to be. Oh. Because he doesn't do fucking research ever. Why are you not researching this? Why are you not calling ahead when you know that I'm the person you're going with? Why are you not calling ahead and asking if there's an AC in the fucking place? Like, that
now,
just...
What you sent me was, like, an 8-bedroom home, had, like, multiple kitchens and living rooms.
Our little cabin was, like, clearly... It was built in, like, 1814 or something. Our little area was, like, the add-on cabin that was clearly, like, for the servants at one point.
Oh, okay.
So it's one little room... Full bed. Full bed.
Full. F-U-L-L. Look, Scout F-U-L-L. Is even running out. She's like, oh, bitch,
she's
I'm
like,
out
I can't
here.
Hear anymore.
I can't do this. I can't do it.
Full bed.
Whoa.
There's a bed upstairs in the loft, but God forbid you go up in the loft because, I mean, rises. It's like 300. Hello? But the way to get up to the loft is this tiny little winding staircase with about 25, like, stairs on it. I'm like, oh, I'm never going up there. So... We get there, and I bought all these groceries, and, like, there's nothing there to cook with. There's
full
no
bed.
Stove. There's no microwave. Full bed. I can't get over that. There is an AC unit, like, a window AC unit, like, 800, whatever. Like, you don't feel the air unless you're standing directly in front of it.
Okay, got it.
It cooled down the cabin a little bit.
Okay.
So... There was that. And then there's also a ceiling fan, which he didn't turn on until we went to sleep. And I was like, there's a ceiling fan that I didn't know. He's like, well, I was just kind of feeling chilly earlier. I'm like, you're a fucking asshole.
I would assume that would be on
sweating
even when it's not occupied. Like, that should just be on all the time.
Right. So we get there and he thought because he doesn't do any fucking research that we for $500, he paid $500, guys. Whoa. $500.
Yeah.
Who is he? Donald Trump?
Yeah.
So we, like, he thought that we had our own pool, like,
what?
Our own, like, everything. And no, it's this huge, like, complex from, like, the 1800s with a bunch of different things. And everyone there's a family of 18 people with all these kids.
Okay,
they're in the pool
gotcha.
The whole time. And I'm like, okay. I also didn't even bring a bathing suit because I'm like, I'm not getting in the pool.
Yeah.
Like, I think pools are disgusting. So we get there and, like, he's, like, immediately disappointed.
Ugh.
And then... We didn't have a blender. That was the one thing I asked him to ask. Can we please have a blender? Because he wanted margaritas for his birthday. So I bought all this stuff for margaritas and there was no fucking blender. So we get there, making the best out of it. There's like this little fridge that isn't a fridge. It's like a pullout fridge. Like, you know, like the bottom of new fridges. It was just two of those. Fridge, freezer. Freezer was warmer than a normal fridge would be.
Oh, God.
So I put all my groceries in there. All these fucking groceries. Within 3 hours, they're just, it would be as if you left your
fridge
open by accident. Yeah,
yes.
Just like the bacon, like, and the cheese.
It's the
was
fridge,
just,
like, at any hotel, where, like, it doesn't keep it cold.
Oh, no, this is way worse, dude. This was just, everything
no.
was just ruined.
Shit.
So I had all these plans to make stuff, because he said there would be a stove. And what there was a toaster oven. And he's like, well, can't you use that? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to make chicken thighs and lemon rosemary chicken thighs in a toaster oven. You fucking idiot.
Yeah, there's no flame. So, oh, God.
I can't even. I'm still
okay,
like,
and it's on you because
you need to
since
pull up
he spent.
You need to find the text thread where I texted you all that shit the day I got home.
So
because,
since
like,
he
I don't
spent
everything.
A whole $500, which is a good amount. I mean, we're not saying like $500. You and I could just shit it
of
out.
Of course
but
not. But it was quite clear.
He was
I
like, I spent a lot of money on this, so
this
you're going to do all the
food.
This
is his vacation for his birthday, so this needs to be even, and I need to make it worth his while. So, I don't know where that text started. I mean, like, guys,
I'll
like,
find
the,
it.
The second I got home, I sent Jody, like, what, 800 texts just bitching.
Yeah, okay,
I
got to go to the top, because there's a lot.
Yeah,
I'm at the moles
really,
right now.
It's a lot. You're at the mole. Okay, good. You found it. So, first night, I make, like, chicken and quinoa, and he, like, I'm doing fine. I'm feeling fine. We're going out, so we smoke.
You could do the chicken in that toaster. You did it?
Oh, no, there's a stove. There was no oven. There was no oven.
Got it.
There was a stove. So I made the chicken quinoa. We went outside. We smoked a couple joints. We did a little walk with the dogs around the property. It was fine. It was really hot, but I felt okay. So, it's like 9:30, and I'm like, okay, well, why don't we go to bed? And he's like, well, I wasn't really ready to go to bed yet. And I was like, okay, well, why don't we just lie down? Because I was prepared to, like, do, like, what I thought I had to do. Like, let's do this. Fucking whatever. And he's like, so then he starts having this, like, meltdown, which I was like, that's not sexy. Like, that is so, like, I hate you. And he's like, God, am I really going to bed at like 9:30 on a vacation? And I'm like, what's wrong?
What the hell?
He's like, I don't know. I've been having a lot of panic attacks like every night for the past 2 weeks, just about like the house and like if it was going to be good and like what if this and what if that? And I was like, and then I had to be like the person that was like, it's great. No,
oh.
I love it.
Yeah.
So he gets
I love
bed.
Laying I this close to you.
And he's just like,
bed.
Oh, I just need to go outside and smoke. So then he chain smoked like 10 cigarettes and then he came back in, didn't brush his teeth, got into bed, and then he wanted to like lay on top of me the whole time. I was so hot, like sweating hot. And I'm like, it's hot, right? And he's like, this is great. This is perfect temperature. I'm like, I think there's less wrong with me than there is with you. The fact that you are okay with this temperature.
And if you're saying it's really hot, I'm uncomfortable. He should be like, well, let me see what we can do. Like, should we move down here?
No,
do you want...
he doesn't care.
Oh, my God.
So, because this is his vacation. So, next morning, I wake up, and I'm like, whew. And I was just, like, all day long, I'm making the decision in the bathroom to either puke and then shit on the floor while I puke, or shit in the toilet while I puke into a garbage can.
Oh.
Because that's how much my body was retching. And I did not have that much to drink. I had 3 glasses of wine and 1 shot of tequila the night before, which is child's play for me.
Right.
However, I hadn't had a drink for like a month before that, but please.
Yeah,
I'm fine. Yeah, it's nothing.
It's like you're saying, oh, I drank a fifth of Jack or something.
Right. And also, but also, I don't drink tequila ever. I don't remember. I think it's been years since I've had tequila. I don't know if that had to do with it.
A shot? No, that's not going to.
A shot. So I'm trying to make the best of it. And, you know, we had got all the dogs. And then the next morning I wake up. It's 5 o'clock and he wants to wake up. And the whole day, he's shuffling around like, do you want to get up yet? I'm like, it's 6:30. This is my vacation too.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my fucking vacation too. So I sleep till like 8, which is not a vacation for me. I want to sleep till like 10 or 11. I want to lay there.
Yeah, exactly.
Not moving because it's, oh, by the way, guys, it was 85 degrees in the cabin. Felt like 100 outside with humidity 70%.
Jesus.
Altitude is like more than double where I usually live. So that was really fun. And he's like, it's not hot. It's not even hot. So I finally get up on his birthday and I'm like, happy birthday. And then I go out and he's like already, he's, you know, chain smoking. He's just sitting outside with his shirt off.
Oh God.
Which is bold. Bold. On these Adirondack, these wooden Adirondack chairs that are so uncomfortable and in blazing hot, there's no shade where we are.
Because he's feeling like money bags. He's Richie Rich sitting out there.
And people are like walking by to their own cabins and he's like, hello, hello, good morning. So what's your deal? What are you here for?
Oh my God.
God. What the fuck?
I'd be hiding inside.
I was.
Oh my God.
So I go outside and I'm like, oh, it's like really fucking hot.
He's
like,
but it's his birthday, so you have to be nice. You can't.
That's the thing is I was so sick. It's one of the sickest days I've ever had. And I had to be nice because like otherwise I'm just that bitch. I mean, hopefully we're already there and he hates me.
You're trying to rally.
I mean, I've never rallied so hard. So he goes, well, actually, and I was like, oh, I actually saw that it might rain later. And he's like, no, that's actually not true. And then he pulls up his, and I was like, okay, well, I'm sorry. And
like,
he goes,
my app is better than your app, kind of a
thing.
And
he goes, well, just, I actually, it, the altitude, that's what makes it, because we're higher, it makes it feel hotter. And I was like, thanks. Again, I have a fucking master's degree, you stupid douchebag.
Yeah, I get it. We're closer to the sun because I'm higher up, which is the same reason why you can't sleep on the top bunk. Because you get...
Which...
Remember, you're afraid of heights.
Yeah. Well, also, I get nosebleeds. Also, yeah, exactly. You think that me as a person that runs really hot doesn't know that altitude makes it hotter? Fucking Christ! I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm screaming so much, you guys. Okay, what do you got? What do you got here?
Okay, so... You have to understand, I just had to scroll through. I never realized how much we text until this.
I know. Well, okay. First, let me preface this by saying my next move was, it's my vacation. I'm going to lay on the couch because I felt so fucking sick.
Yeah.
And the Office marathon was on Comedy Central. And he kept coming in and being like, do you want to come out? You just want to come sit? You don't even want to come sit with me? And I was like, no, I'm good. I want. And I was, the whole time, I'm just scrolling. And he's like, never seen you on your phone this much. I'm like, yeah. I'm on vacation, so. I was just texting Jody the whole time and looking at the exact same 5 Instagram and Facebook posts, and I was loving it and watching The Office. And he comes in and he goes, oh, The Office. And I was like, are you not an Office person? And he's like, I wouldn't say I'm an Office person. I mean, I will watch it, but I would never choose it. And I'm like, well, I wish you told me that the very first time we talked, because... Yeah,
out.
My first night, I dreamt about having to how much money it would cost to take a cab home.
You're like the girl on, what did we watch, Princesses of Long Island or whatever that was, where she wanted to get a private plane.
Yes,
from the.
I was literally. I was like. I was like, so I have it. I have this many thousand in my savings account, and I need to use that for moving. But how worth it would it be to just. Piss it all away on this. It would be worth it.
Because you said he's like the best sex you've ever had. And he's got a man bun and you love his dog. Where did all this go wrong?
We haven't had sex in like 3 weeks because I keep avoiding it. Because I hate him. Because I don't like him. You and my mom told me I had to go on this fucking vacation.
Because you kept dragging. Now listen, if we're going to go tit for tat here. Tit for tit.
Tit for tit.
I just watched that one.
Me too.
You... broke it off. You weren't gonna keep seeing
that him. That was my big mistake.
And you invited him back in, and that's when he asked you, or just told you, like, well, I guess we have to get married. I've been telling you, get that fucking poof out of your shower, because that was the beginning of the
there. He took everything with him. Okay, so go ahead.
Thank God. Okay, so I said, okay, you sent me a picture of Trump's golf course, and you said, we just passed it, and I said, dude, I was just going to text you to send me a sign of life. And then you said, LOL, I'm actually having a great time. Okay, right. Hold on.
Then you don't hear from me for a while.
That was at Friday, 1:40 p.m.
Which is 12:40 my time.
Saturday, 8:29 a.m. Morning, just checking that I'm getting cell service. Saturday, 10:54 a.m. So this is 2 hours later. I can't wait to be home, dude. It's like 86 degrees indoor. Sleeping last night was unbearable, and then he woke up at 5 and was like ready to start the day. He's been sitting outside shirtless blasting musicals from a speaker, just like saying hello, starting full-ass convos with anyone walking by. Meanwhile, I'm hungover as fuck and I'm laying on the couch watching an Office marathon. And I said, there's no AC.
At this point, I thought I was just hungover. I'm like, it must just be because of the alcohol.
Well, there's no AC. You go, there is, but it's still so fucking hot. And I'm like, he's blasting musicals. Oh my God. Then you said, the thermostat says 67, but I know it's not. Then I start giving you tips. I'm like, okay, put the AC down to 60. I said, put the fan on, not auto. And you go, yeah, he loves sitting outside blazing in the blazing heat seat. Like, have you met me? Okay, then let's see. You're saying that you're humiliated because I said, oh my God, does he think he's in Mayberry saying hello to everyone?
I was spiraling. Okay, if I didn't have you, I don't know how I would have survived this whole thing.
And he keeps trying to, like, get into conversations with me about, there's no one I'd rather be with. And I'm like, oh.
All right, so let's touch on that. Okay. So when we were, when he would actually come in for a few minutes.
Oh, that's so weird.
He would just be staring at me and being like, I like you.
Oh, God, I hate this.
And I'm like, I like you too. Sorry, I'm so sick. Like, that's like exactly how I'd be like, I like you too. I just, you know, I mean, it's just, oh God, on his birthday, this was,
I,
this
why would you one. Show me a picture of him? Because I because need I'm to embarrassed. See
a face. So you don't, it doesn't, it's moot at this point. He goes, well, 38, you know, someone once said, someone once said that, you know, no one ever has stability of money and happiness and a good relationship and, what a good living situation all at the same time, but I'd say that I do. Because, you know, like, well, what? I would hope so, because you're 38. You should have all of those, like, he goes, I have a car, and it's fully paid for. I'm like, again, you're 38.
Congratulations.
And then he goes, and, you know, I mean, this relationship, I mean, you're the only one I'm seeing. You're the only one I desire to see. You're all I need. I was like, how do you respond to, how do I respond
I
to
literally
that?
Just got chills up my spine when you said
once again,
that.
Have you met me? And can you not see my face right now? How fucking, like, over this
you
I
You obviously can't
beads
stand
beads of
him.
Sweat.
You only allow him to come over one night a week. You never respond to his texts immediately. Then never. He thinks you're in a relationship. And you obviously can't stand him.
It has an expiry date on it, but, you know, this next 2 months, we're really going to make it count.
And I was like, oh God, I hate this.
I'm running to the bathroom.
How
like,
does
shit
that
exploding
get
everywhere.
To great sex? Like, where does that...
Because, I just got to know him too well. Before, it was just sex. And he is good. He's good at sex. That's all he's good at.
But you're not even definitely doing that nothing. Anymore, so now you're just stuck with him.
Right.
And then also his living situation... Wait.
It lives in his mom's basement.
So how is that 38 and who says
it's
you
not.
Can't have it all?
It's not, but I was like,
God. Okay.
I've lived alone since I was 18, but fine. So then at one point he goes, I just want to make it clear. There was absolutely no pressure for us to have sex, okay? And then I was like, oh no, I really want to. He's like, I just want to know. Like, you just have to know that. Like, I'm just happy for you to be here. You brought the dogs for me to hang out with. And
ew, who
I
says
get to
that?
Hang out with you. And, you know, whatever. I gave him head at one point.
Ew.
And that wore me right out. And I was, the sweating, I was like,
it's hot down there.
Fucking cum, dude.
It probably, like, stunk. Him sitting outside all
I wasn't
day.
Really concentrating, but halfway through that second day, so now it's birthday. It's halfway through birthday, the deed is done. Now I can just relax for the rest of the day. Now it's getting to the point where, like, I need to make lunch, and I'm, like, standing up and just walking 5 steps to the kitchen, and I'm, like, just getting really winded, and, like, I'm cooking, and, like, and also the stove, that's real nice and hot on me. So I'm cooking. And I'm not eating anything. I haven't eaten anything all day because
just
I've been
imagining
so sick.
You with just an expressionless straight face, just cooking, just blank face,
just dead, like dead. Oh. So I make him, like, you know, breakfast. I make him some lunch. I make him some dinner, which I like doing. I actually like that because it gives me something to do.
Look at you, your favorite thing.
Look at you. And so I didn't eat anything. And
did you
I
just
spent,
throw
like,
it on the table, like, here?
No, I just made it for him.
Lunch.
I was like, your food's ready.
Oh, okay, you didn't even make anything for yourself.
No.
This is so gross. I hate all of this.
I was exploding from all orifices all day. And I had a hemorrhoid. You woke up that morning.
We'll get to that later.
All right. Let's go ahead. Read more text.
Oh, okay. You said, I forgot my antacid, so my throat is on fire.
Oh, yeah, that was fun, too.
Okay. Oh, then I said, how's the hemorrhoid? You said, do you really want me to say this?
Yeah, of course.
You said, it's bloody. And then you put a blood drop and a fire emoji. And then I said, oh, God. Oh, no. So did he do butt stuff with you? I knew it. I knew you were going to have to do that. And you go, fuck no, we haven't even kissed. No, that's one good thing. He confessed yesterday he doesn't have the stamina he used to, and he doesn't plan to be fucking all weekend and apologize. And I was like, yes. But today is obviously his birthday, so we're going to have to do that. I said, did you get him anything for his birthday? You go, nothing. I didn't even get like a cupcake. Okay, then we started talking about The Office. And then, okay, let's see. Hold on, let me go through. Where do we have here? Oh, then we started talking about Walter in your bed with you at all times. Oh,
okay, yes.
And then you said, oh, then we found out that the episode didn't post or whatever. Okay, then you just put, the deed is done. I literally almost threw up because of my gag reflex and how much my tummy hurts.
And the heat. My God, the heat!
Okay, now once you got home, a lot of the stuff started coming back to you. But you did tell me, okay, we're heading home, just got on the Taconic. And I said, oh, Aunt Diane.
Then we went let's wake up here. Let's wake up on this last day. I was like, it's happening. Thank fucking God. And I think that he kind of wanted to get out of there too, because he's like, I was going to make him like a breakfast sandwich, and he's like, I'm just gonna eat a bagel with like butter on it. So I think he wanted to get out of there too, and he was just being polite at this point too, which I was like, oh, thank God, he hates me too. So at this point, I cannot even walk three steps without gas, like without having to lean over a table and like
oh, so he's probably like annoyed, but he's not gonna ask.
No, but I'm not doing this in front of him. I wasn't doing this in front of him.
Okay,
because I didn't want to be like, oh, this girl I took, and then she was just pretending to be sick the whole time. So we packed up the car. Me carrying, like, just two bags to the car. Like, I got in his car. The sweat was dripping off of me. And he's like, we'll stop at a gas station. I'll get you some cold water. Like, he kept asking me if I was pregnant. And I was like, there's no way I'm pregnant. There's no fucking way I'm pregnant. He's like, well, let's hope it's not. So, and I was like, well, maybe I'm going through like a withdrawal or something. And like, I felt like I was going through heroin withdrawal. And he's like, well, let's hope it's not something worse. And I'm like, way to be a supportive guy. Yeah. Like that's what I need to hear right now.
This is someone being like, well, too.
Let's hope you're not dying. Mole. So we get in the car. Yeah. So
mole face.
We should just refer to him as Fred Savage, because he's that moley character in Austin Powers 3. So we get in the car and we're like on the road again. And a few, like, I was so fucking excited. I'm like, thank God it's happening. It's fucking happening. So we get on the Taconic, and then I texted you. This might have been the most brazen part of it. I texted you. I'm like, oh, I'm texting Jody that we're on the Taconic, and you know, you texted me something back, and I'm like, I'm going to take a picture at the exact site once we pass it. And he's like, why don't you just take a picture right now and send it to her? And I was like, excuse me?
That's not where Diane was driving.
Yeah, that's blasphemy. I'm like, oh, God, I'm so glad I remember this conversation. So I'm like, yeah, no, that's blasphemy. For true crime fans, you don't do that. You get the exact fucking, like, coordinates.
And he's like, oh, are you the crime that happened on this road?
So he goes, are you a true crime fan? And I'm like, no. Yeah, I love true crime, blah, blah, blah. So then he's like, well, what kind of true crime stuff do you like? So I'm like, oh, is this an invitation for me to actually speak and talk about myself without you teaching me something?
You said that?
No, of course I didn't say that. I was just counting down the fucking minutes, dude. So I'm like, well, I like, you know, Elisa Lam, Jominae Ramsey, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and he's like, I like, you know, I could tell you anything you need to know about that. And he's like, well, actually, I'm really into soccer. This is another thing. He loves soccer. Liverpool. Like, the first night he spent over, I woke up like an hour after him and he was watching soccer. And he's like, here's the thing about soccer. Let me tell y'all. I'm like, oh, my God. Dude. Oh, my God. Why did I not? Why? Oh my God. I'm never having sex with anyone again. So, we don't talk. Like, we spent the whole. Oh, God.
You sent me a clip. You go, guess what song is on right now? And it was We Belong.
Right.
And I was surprised that he wasn't singing, because then you told me that
he... So that's the other really fun thing. And, like, I'm going to pull up a conversation I had with Nick and Colin and Johnny about this, because this is where I was bitching about the singing. Because he was singing. It was as if he was like, this is my last day with her, so I'm going to make this last 2.5 hour drive the most miserable it can be. And he's singing at me the whole time. At one point, Landslide came on. He's like, I saw my reflection. Actually, this is the Dixie Chicks version, so it's a little high for me. But usually I can hit the regular notes. What do I say to that? What do I say to that? What would you say if I said that to you?
It's like, okay.
I mean, at that point, it just, my face was
Does
just
Does he have a good voice?
Forward. It's fine. Yes, okay. It's fine. He can follow a tune. He's been in musicals before.
He knows you're a professional singer. Like, you're trained. He knows this.
I don't know how much he knows of that, because I don't fucking talk about it all the time.
Right. Well,
I don't brag about it all the time. He's never, like, seen me singing or heard me singing. Move. I've never sung with him.
For him to be thinking he's gifting you something by singing to you when you are a professional singer.
But he also said, I wanted to bring my ukulele, but I didn't think that would be a good idea. And I was like, no, I would have hated that. And he's like, well, why won't you sing with me? I don't get it. Why won't you even sing with me in the car? Like, we've had that conversation before. And I was like, because I'm not the type of girl that does that. I don't
Jesus
do that.
Girl. My God. She wants to get out of the car, too.
Yeah, I know. Fuck.
Jesus.
So anyway, so he decides, he already knows I hate carpool karaoke. I hate singing in the car. So he just decided to make the, yeah, I spent $500 on this. I'm going to get my singing worth. Is he singing? Okay, so fucking Jesus Christ, here it is. I got to spend 3 hours in a car both ways. He sang to me the entire time. It would be the equivalent of somebody giving air instruments for 6 hours around Colin, which Colin hates air instruments. Ooh. And Colin's like, what was the worst song he sang? Brown Eyed Girl. And I was like, I think the moment where I was closest to screaming out, I hate you, is when Wham came on. The second that came on, I was like, shit. Every song. But here's the other thing. He only knows like every certain.
Oh yeah,
like,
you wrote this part to me. Yeah.
Yeah. So he'd be like, wake me up before you go. And so it was like Chinese water torture. I was like, because I didn't know when he would. It would almost be better if he just sung the whole thing, but I didn't know when it would jump back in.
Jesus.
Wham! That was the worst one. Wake me up before you go. And then sometimes he would sing harmonies to try to impress me, and I'm like,
he's turning into Andy Bernard.
I have a master's degree in music, so not impressed with this. Here's the best one, though.
You never started singing along. You're just sitting there listening to him singing the entire time.
I was staring straight ahead, and like,
I knew it. Just no expression.
Or sometimes I could feel him looking at me to get my reaction, and
so
I would
purposely
turn and look
don't
out
look.
The window.
Yes,
I would look out the window. Because at this point, I was like, I don't even care anymore. I fucking hate you. Here's the best one, though. Hotel California came on. Kept getting the words wrong, so that was a little Chinese water torture. But then, welcome to the Hotel California. And he's doing that. Dun, 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 dun. Oh. He's doing Andy Bernard. We get to the big. We get to the big musical solo. Here it goes. But it was.
I hate whistling.
And I do too.
I hate whistling.
And apparently that instrumental is 700 bars long, because it was. I mean, that's. I think I shed one single tear just looking out the window. Like,
wow.
And whistling. He smoked 100 cigarettes during the ride, and I'm already like dying hot. So every time he would unroll his windows a little bit to smoke the cigarettes, it would just be blazing heat on me.
Yeah.
And I'd be inhaling his cigarette smoke, which must be great for my lungs right now.
That could be
that are already that like obviously like compromised. So, I did get the Aunt Diane thing though. I got the Aunt Diane thing. So we get the Aunt Diane thing,
yeah,
a picture that I posted, and he goes, so what was the deal with this lady and everything, like, she she was like was drunk or something, and I started to explain to him, and I got three sentences in, and he goes, actually, my uncle is in jail for murder. And I'm like, this is where I fucking hate you.
I see, I have to give you credit there because I wouldn't have had the energy to even go into the whole story of Aunt Diane.
But I get excited talking about it. It's exciting. Actually, well, actually, my uncle, and I kept trying to, I kept trying to talk over.
Yeah, I understand why. Sometimes I feel that way too. Jesus.
I'll probably going to be on the same wing as him soon. So anyway, we get home and
a mile from my house, we pass the new stadium, UBS area, and he goes, you know what UBS stands for?
Do it.
You know what UBS stands for? And I said, nah. And he waits a beat for the big reveal and says proudly, United Bank of Scotland.
No, it wasn't like that. United Bank of Scotland. What would anybody's reaction?
That was met with an audible sigh from yours truly. And then I said, Walter, only a few more minutes.
No, because Walter was on my lap the whole time. And I was like, Walter, we're almost home. 5 more minutes. Are you excited, puppy? United Bank of Scotland. I assume it's soccer related or something, like that he knew that. And what would any person say to that? Am I a bitch? Am I the worst bitch in history, God. Jenny?
Okay, let me see. He said, last night I slept with two wet towels wrapped around my body, and he wore a sweater. I love this weather, he kept saying. What kind of psycho are you? The second I walked into my apartment, I almost started crying, no joke. They said, who... something, a sweater, you go, yeah, like a hoodie, because he was so cold, because I turned on every fan and a tiny ass AC, so it would be a freezing 78 degrees. He said he wouldn't have even turned the AC on. Dude, the humidity felt like a 300 pound weight on my chest with every breath. Okay, hold on. I gotta get to the part where you disclose the moles. That was like a whole thing.
Oh yeah, because now I'm home. We got it. My dog walker had hidden the key in a different place than I thought she was going to, or my cat sitter. She hid in the key different in a different pot, and I was. That's when I really had a mental health breakdown because I'm like, what do I do? But I found it. We got in. He's like, thank you for coming with me and keeping me company and cooking all those great meals and bringing dogs and for making me come. I appreciate it.
Oh, God, gross. I can't.
And then we kissed, and my kiss was like,
Ew. Okay, hold on. And then he was out, and I was like, there's like a whole day and a half of us just texting about random stuff, and then, I don't know, I sent you clips of the Muzak that was on in the grocery store, and then out of nowhere you go, oh, by the way, what are we calling him?
What time is this?
This is 2:46 p.m. Must be Sunday or something.
So Monday? I've been home for an hour and a half. I think I was probably just stewing for an hour and a half. And then I was like, I need to get this out. call him Fred.
No, Mole. Molly Mole. Okay. You go, oh, by the way, Molly Mole farts in front of me and like announces its arrival like a fucking 12-year-old.
Oh, God.
He farted on our first time at my house. Oh, I hate him. I don't even like the dog enough to warrant this anymore. Remind me of that part because he said a rhyme after one of the farts that I could literally feel. Oh, okay, so what was...
I did tell you the rhyme.
Yeah, you said, okay. And I'm like, oh, God, a rhyme. And then I guessed
this isn't accurate, but this
farts.
Is as much as I remembered of it. Yeah.
I thought his farts were going to sound like really airy and juicy and big.
No,
and
they were like dry. They're like, against me. Like,
well, a full-size bed, of course. You go, actually, I'll just tell you, I was finally almost fucking blissfully asleep, and he goes, uh-oh. And I was like, huh? And he farts, and I turned over and moved away, and he said something like, I felt a little something grow. It came from somewhere far below. And I'm like, bleh.
Also, my noise was...
It was so gross, the rhyming. Ew.
Fucking nasty.
Okay, then we talked about like what we would do for the first time in fart, and then you said, oh, how about this one? He just walked around naked often.
Oh!
Just like chilling. out of the shower, he walks out, like, stands next to me, just watches for 10, 15 minutes.
Like, you know how Dwight Schrute stands, like, with his arms really high up? That's almost how I picture him, but I refuse to look at him. I always knew he was naked in my periphery, but I never would look at him. I'm like, what do you think I'm going to do? Just, like, jump up and be like, oh, my God, home. Like, let me jump on that fucking dick.
So you stand like Boris Gump, like, with the hands on his back? Like, Lieutenant Diane, waving.
I'm like, I can't imagine having this kind of, like, view of myself.
But you said he's tall. Oh, and he kept asking if you would take a shower with him. And you go, I'm not really a shower with other people kind of person. I'm also not a singing in the car type of person. I'm not really a pool person.
These are all conversations we had. Okay. You guys, I'm not exact. This is all completely, like, this was me just, like, freaking out at Jody and telling, like, this is nothing but the truth, all of this. This is
and everything you told me, my reaction, I'm appalled.
I know.
Okay, so then you figure out at some point on your drive home that he has not packed everything.
Oh, this is egregious. This is egregious.
This is outrageous, as you'd say.
It's outrageous. Mm-hmm. I spent so much money. Well, just read it, because I can't even remember this.
Okay. Oh, I have to go back, because then we really
He forgot a bag of groceries that I had packed. I had packed all the groceries, because he didn't take any part in packing anything other than his own bag. I just packed all the groceries. Well,
$500. I mean, you owe
$500. I'm sure I spent at least $350, and then I gave him $50 for gas.
What?
Yeah, because I was supposed to pay for gas. He's going to send me, like, receipts for tolls, probably.
That doesn't mean...
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
So I'm packing all this shit up, and I'm, like, like, putting one thing into a bag and then having to sit down. He's, like, not concerned at all about this condition that I have. Like, I'm, like, this is a... Like, I could have a heart problem.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a normal thing that I get winded walking two steps.
So he's just worried about him and his precious bleeding mold. He doesn't care about you.
He doesn't care about the mole either. So he forgot a bag full of four types of cheeses.
Oh.
Shredded provolone, sliced provolone, sliced Swiss, expensive boar's head turkey.
Oh, that is expensive shit.
I know. And shredded mozzarella and shredded cheddar cheese, plus... a full bag of tilapia, which was like $15. Ooh. And I think there's one more thing. Oh, ranch and tartar sauce. All unopened.
Like good ranch.
All had not been touched.
Like gourmet ranch.
Like gourmet ranch and tartar sauce.
Shit, we left that. He didn't care. He was like, eh.
I was like, am I crazy or do you have something in your car? And he's like, my guess is you're crazy. This is all over text message, but I can hear it. And he's like, no, my car is empty. And I was like, okay, well, I guess we forgot it in the cottage. And that's the last we spoke.
I'd be really pissed about that cheese.
I ordered Instacart immediately after I talked to you because I was so upset. So now they all exist in my house again.
She was like, you win some, you lose some. Because you lost some. And he won
lost it.
Getting half back on his vacation. So then out of nowhere, this is now, I think yesterday, you're like, all in caps out of nowhere, his face moles bled onto his pillow. I noticed one of his moles kind of bleeding yesterday morning. Then today I flipped over a pillow and saw a bunch of blood. It fit perfectly with the outline of his face. That same mole has bled in front of me 3 times and I've pointed it out all 3 times. Dude, get that checked out. And I'm like, oh my God, that's a tumor. You're like, yeah, I know. He has about 400 large moles all over. I notice new ones every time I dare to even gaze at him.
Again,
I really hope everyone else finds this as enjoyable as I do.
I hope so. Unless any new listeners are like, this girl is the worst person that's ever lived. But I'm not. There's no way anyone can listen to this story and like this person and think that he's like a good, like, he is a good person. He's not a bad person, but like, he's an annoying person.
You know what? This is a perfect example of why when you meet someone and it seems to move quickly. Now, I know not on your end, but I'm just saying, like, in general.
Oh, yeah.
You need to go on a trip with someone, live with someone before things get serious. Because you see all this stuff.
Well, I just went on a trip. Or just spend a weekend together in one of your houses where, like, one of you has the option to get out. Gets out.
Okay, so where do we go from here? So all of his toiletry stuff you brought with you.
It's all gone. Everything's out. It's out.
You removed it or he removed it?
Well, he took it on vacation. And then he took it with him. So it's
perfect.
Out.
And you two have not spoken since?
Other than me asking him about the cheese, no.
So you parted ways on Sunday, and today it's Tuesday.
With a gross-ass kiss, like, it's Tuesday, yeah, so we're good. I mean, he's due to arrive Friday morning with the dog, but if Thursday, I don't know, how do I go about this? Because I'd rather just ghost completely.
But
what if he just shows up Friday? Should I just get in my car and, like, drive around for, like, 3 hours?
No,
so
you say...
So I'm not home?
No, you say on Thursday evening or early Friday morning, my landlord is having some showings today,
yeah.
So it's not going to work out.
Well, hopefully he'll text me being like, hey, I'm going to drop off Leo at 7 a.m. And I'll just be like, oh, no, sir. Or I can't really not say anything because he'll probably just show up.
You can't not say anything. You have to say you're having showings all day. So you're going to be out of the house.
Long term, I need to fade this out. I just need to phase it out.
Can you ghost quietly from there?
Yeah, I think I can. I think if I just ghost. Otherwise, what if he's like, well, tell me what it is about me. Like, go to hour 115 of this podcast.
Starting with the moles.
I don't mind a mole, but, like, you should get them.
Several bleeding. Where you're bleeding over an Airbnb pillow in the shape of your face?
Can I tell you what's the most annoying? Is that his health is so much worse than mine. He smokes 2 packs a day. He smokes 100 fucking joints a day. He's way more out of shape than me. And he was sitting out in the fucking blistering heat. Okay, so let's move on here. Now, the past 2 days, it's gotten worse. I have to go to the walk-in or something tomorrow once I'm lying down or seated, I'm fine. But if I walk from my bedroom to the bathroom, I'm like, I have to kind of lean over the counter and, like, not gasp for breath, but it feels like I just ran a marathon. So it takes me like about 10 seconds to kind of regroup. Me walking to my car, once that hot ass 100 degree air hits me, it's debilitating. Like, I can barely get to my car. Like, I feel like I want to crawl. And it's not good.
I think
and
it's
my
a
landlord,
lung thing.
Yeah. I don't know, though, because it's not gaspy. Like, it's not like
gaspy.
But
my
lungs
don't have
feel
to be
fine.
Wheezing.
Okay.
I mean, you could have an infection in different parts of your lungs. There's, like, obviously, like, bronchitis is the bronchia.
True.
But there's, like, pleural,
yeah, I'm not coughing.
Something.
I have zero other symptoms whatsoever. No dizziness, no fever, no nothing.
I think you should try the allergy stuff. I mean, because it's weird, right? Crazy weather and humidity.
And my landlord, who's a doctor, said that because I didn't drink water, too. And she's like, you might have gotten rid of all your potassium, so now you're at, like, a fatally low level of potassium. So,
but you're not going to have, like, body aches and stuff.
Well, when I start wheezing,
yeah.
So I'm not wheezing, I'm just, like, it's a marathon type thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, then, like, my shoulders and back hurt along with it. Like, they feel tight.
And maybe that's kind of triggering some costochondritis stuff that you tend to get.
Well, I really...
All right, so you're going to go into the walk-in clinic.
Tomorrow. First I'm going to drop off this fucking dog. Then I'm going to go to the Rite Aid. And they'll probably take me 75 hours to walk around because I'm going to be, like, having to stop every couple aisles to, like, catch my breath. And I'm going to get potassium and I'm going to get that Zyzal shit that you told me to. And if it's not at least better by tomorrow, I will go to the walk-in.
Yeah, and make sure they might give you a nebulizer treatment, but see if they have like one of those like you know where they kind of test for your breath thing.
Yeah, see, but I can tell that my breath is fine. Like, I could hold my breath right now for like a minute.
Okay.
Like easily, I could sing right now. I could sing like a biggest song ever.
If you guys have some suggestions.
But please, nobody come on and be like, this is serious. Get to the ER. Don't do that.
Right.
Because I'm already... Also, I think it might be related to a little bit of anxiety because I spent 3 days that, with somebody that like, I fucking hate. No, you said that. No, I'm attributing that to you. That you were like, it also might be the fact that you spent 3 days with like somebody that gave you anxiety.
I mean, it absolutely could be like a potassium thing, but of course anyone's anxiety is going to get like, oh my God, what the hell is going on? And it just becomes like this horrible
cycle. 4 days later. Yeah. 3 days later. It's just not. Right. It's better. It was better this morning.
Not your norm.
It's a heat thing. But, I mean, I've always been bad in the heat, but this is not good. And, like...
Put heat-triggered shortness of breath, and I wonder if something comes up. Because we know Google is always, you know, always the expert.
But here's another thing, is that I was, like, I came out of my car, and I came into my house, and I was, like... And then I poured a mug of ice-cold water on my head, and then immediately I was back to breathing normally. So it seems to be a heat-type thing.
Yeah. You need to get some cool packs. Get some of those.
Yeah, it's probably because somebody
cool
made
packs.
Me sleep for 3 days or 2 days in an 85 degree fucking cabin.
Yeah.
In an altitude with no circulation in the house.
Order from Amazon those break and shake. You know, they have heat ones, but they also have cold ones that are excellent. And put them on your wrists, back and neck, and all that.
Yeah, anyway. So that's how.
Well, be careful.
Basically, I went on vacation and now I'm a. Now I have a. I don't know.
It's almost like you need a vacation from your vacation.
I'm on vacation.
It's almost like you need a vacation for a vacation. Ever heard of that one?
Do you know what UBS stands for? I'll wait. United Bank of Scotland.
I have to see a picture of this guy. Don't make me go hunt for it.
No, never. Never.
Is he super ugly or something? I don't get it.
No, he's fine.
Well, then why can't I see a picture?
I just don't want him to exist anywhere.
It's like I'm going to reach out to him and be like, hey, he's like you'd be a great conversationalist.
It's so done. It's so done. Anyway, that's the end of We Love to Hate Everything.
Love to hate everything, including people. So
we were going to put all that behind a paywall, but like if when we say safe space, like... This is a fucking safe space, you guys.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome for that free story. But just don't. You can write stuff on the We Love to Hate Everything or the We Love to Hate TV page. Mm-hmm. That's about all but anything.
That's right.
You can also message us.
Yep.
But don't, you know, post it on your own social media.
Yeah, no.
Listen to this hilarious story of Amanda's vacation.
No. But, like, if you put, like, a gif of Fred Savage with the mole, we'll be like, uh-huh, a wink, wink.
Yeah, a wink, wink, wink.
We got it. Like, the wound, right?
Oh, I mean, speaking of wounds. Well, anyway, I think that's all I have to say about that.
You need to go take a nap now.
Yeah, all right. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.